You are worth more than many sparrows. While praying upon this gospel, it was that line that jumped out at me. You are worth more than many sparrows. And when we're in a time of just kind of figuring out, especially in a recession, what right now is our net worth? If I was to retire today, what would I have? What do I have to show for this? And in a way that kind of filters into my heart at times. To turn to God and to say, Lord, but what am I worth? It was a question that was on my heart. And when I started to pose it, there came to my mind a picture that's in my little photo album. And it was from December 18th, 1977, the day of my baptism. This picture is now faded, but you can still see my dad holding me, just looking right down at me with a great big smile. He had no idea that in my days of being a toddler, I would think I would be He-Man and pick up a 5-gallon bucket and throw it at my younger brother, which would cause him stitches. He had no idea that would happen. He had no idea that being in a church like this, sitting up front with all of us kids, that I would be the one acting up. And so he would take me to the back of the church and I would scream out at the top of my voice, "Please don't spank me, Daddy." He had no idea that I would on this day be at this altar, at this ambo, preaching as a priest. Because you see, the only thing that really mattered at that moment wasn't what I was going to go do. Because the only 4 things I could do at that moment was I could cry, I could eat, I could sleep, and I could soil my diapers. Outside of that, I had nothing else I could do. And yet, there is this great smile upon me. Because I belong to Him. And it was in that picture then that the Father says, the Heavenly Father, "This is my smile upon you." It is not because of what your net worth is. It is not for any great thing you've ever done, because the great things you have done has been because of my smile, because of my grace, because this is the gift I give you. As we hear in St. Paul's reading, how much more did the grace of God and the gracious gift of the one man, Jesus Christ, overflow for the many? Even though we had transgressed, even though we had sinned and turned our back on God, His smile never stopped. The only thing stopped was our reception of the smile. Because of our sinfulness, because of our rejection of God. And yet, in His great kindness, He sent His Son so as to prove how much we are worth to Him. Because it is not by gold or silver or a huge bank account that we show our worth. It is in the precious blood of Jesus Christ that was poured forth for you and me, so that we would turn back to the Father and see Him just smiling upon us, just loving us, because we are His precious daughters, his beloved sons. It's in receiving then that great smile, or maybe it's the tenderness of the way he holds us in his arms, our Heavenly Father, that we find that peace, we find that joy, to where when I look at that picture way back at my baptism, there is nothing I'm afraid of. I am in the comfort and in the protection of the arms of my dad. And we, because of our baptism, are in the protection and loving gaze of the Heavenly Father. Will there be terror around us? Yes. Jeremiah speaks of that. Will there be worries and anxieties that rise up? Yes. Life is full of those things. But what never stops at the depths of our souls is the loving gaze of the Father. In that interior castle that Saint Teresa of Avila speaks of, where no one can get, only just you and your beloved Savior can receive the great gift of the Father's loving look. That is why, as Jeremiah says, that all those who were my friends are on the watch for any misstep of mine. He can feel the pressure. He knows the worry that's all around him. And yet he's still able to say, but the Lord is with me like a mighty champion. He begins to understand that in the depths of his heart and soul, in that interior castle, he is there receiving the loving gaze of the Father. Which is why Jesus says in our gospel, so do not be afraid. You are worth more than many sparrows. For you are the precious child of God. So, my brothers and sisters, may we take that time to really see how God welcomes us. That as we are here, how does the Father look upon you? How does he hold you? How does he show that you are worth everything to him? Because for each of us, it will be unique. It may not be the picture of your baptism like for me, but it will be a way that speaks to your heart so that you may know how precious, how valuable you have always been to the Heavenly Father and how he gazes upon you with such amazing love that he desires you to receive, for that is his gift. May we then, this week, as we take that time to pray every day, pause to see how the Father looks upon us with love and to know that that gaze is always there in the depths of our hearts. Praise be Jesus Christ through his Mother Mary, now and forever. Amen.